Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. We are in Mesech Midos Perek Dalid. We are going to learn Mishnayos Vav and Zayin and close out the fourth Perek of Mesech Midos. So the last two Mishnayos of this Perek deal with the dimensions of the Heichal. So the Mishnah says, Vaheichal Me'al Me'al, you should just know that the Heichal was 100 Amos by 100 Amos. Harum Me'a with a height of 100 Amos. How do you figure it out? Ha'otem sheish amos. The otem, the lowest part, was 6 amos. We go by arbama, above which the heichal's lower story was 40 amos. Ve'ama kior. The ceiling was 1 ama for decoration. Ve'ama sayim beis dilfa. And then there was 2 amos for the bracing. Ve'ama tikra. And an ama for the pavement. Ve'gova shalaliyah arboim ama. And then the upper level was also 40 amos. Amma Kior, and above that, there was also an Amma for decoration, Amma Sain Beis Dilfa, and 2 Ammos for bracing, Amma Tikra, there was 1 Amma for the ceiling, Amma Maziva, and then a mount for pavement, the roof was put on that, Vishalash Ammos Maika, and then of course, if you have a roof, you need to put a Maka on top, the Amma Kala Orev, and then you had those spikes to keep the crows away. That made 100 Ammas. Right? Of course, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohaya Kala Oriv, Ola Min Amida, if you have a stick on top to get rid of crows, that doesn't get included. Ela Arba Amos Haya Maika, you have to assume that the Maika, the height of the fence, was 4 Amos, and that's how you get to the 100. Okay. Mizrach Lamayrav, going from east to west, it's also 100 Amos. Meya Amma. Kos Ala Ulam Chamesh. The wall of the Ulam was 5 Amos thick. Ulam, and the Ulam itself was 11 Amos, Achadasar. That makes 16, right? Kosal HaHeichal Sheish. The wall was 6. Betocho Arbaim Amma. Amma Traxin. Then came the Amma of the space between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Besrim Amma Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos. Kosal HaHeichal Sheish, and then the west wall was 6 Amos thick. Behata Sheish, and the cell that was behind there was 6 Amos wide. Behkosal Ata Chamesh, and then the wall was 5. And so in total, east to west, you had 100 Amos, right? Minatzaf on the Darun Shibma, from north to south, it was 70 Amos. How did that fit? Kosal Amisiba Chamesh, the northern wall of the ramp was 5 Amos wide. Bamasiba Shalosh, and the winding ramp was 3 Amos wide. Kosal Ata Chamesh, the northern wall of the cell was 5 Amos thick. Vata Sheish, and the cell was 6 Amos wide. Kosal Eichal Sheish, the northern wall of the sanctuary was 6 Amos thick. Vatochan Esrim Amma, Kosal Eichal Sheish, Vata Sheish, Vekosal Ata Chamesh. And then on the other side, you had the wall that was 6 Amos thick. And then you had the Ta, the cell, the southern cell, 6 Amos. And then you had the wall to the Ta, right, well, it was 5. Ubein Harada Samayim, Ubeis Harada Samayim, the place where the water was lowered, was 3 Amos. Vakosal Chamesh Amos, in the outer wall of the place where you lowered the water, which was, what's this lowering of the water? That was the canal that brought water from Mein Aftoach to the Yam Shal Shloima. It was used as a mikvah, according to the Rush. And that's that was to the south of the Ezra Skoanim. Right. So then, all of this adds up to 70 Amos. Now, why is there a difference between the 70 and the 100? Ha'ulam Odeif Alav, the Ulam extended beyond Chamesh Yisrayam Menatzafon v'Chamesh Yisrayam Menadarum. The Ulam hung out like a T, right? And it extended 15 Amos to the north and the south. Huay Anikra Beis HaChalifos, that was the place called the Knives, Sheshem Gonzin Es HaSakinim. That's where they stored the knives that were going to be used in the by each of the mishmaros, and each mishmar had a place for its stuff. By the way, a heichal tzameach harav v'racham milfanav. So that's what we see at the front of the heichal. It was much more wide than the back of the heichal. V'dome la'ari, it looked like a lion. Shenemar hoi Ariel kiryas chana David. Right, it was looked like the lion of Ariel. That's what David's was. Ma'arit tsar mele achora v'racha milfanav. The lion with the mane looks much bigger in the front than it does in the back. Af ha-heichal tzar me'achor v'racha milfanav. So to the heichal was very wide in the front and small in the back. I'm staring at a picture of the Beis HaMikdash. And Itaka, when you bring it up, it does look lion-like. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow evening. And of course, we wish everyone a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos. Kol Tov.